Morning. My name is Chuck Akerlo. I'm chair of the Board of Trustees of the Tooele Valley Public Infrastructure District, and I welcome you to the Board of Trustees meeting dated June 9th at 11:30 a.m. First item on the agenda is the adoption of the minutes from a prior meeting of February 3rd. Trustees, the minutes are in your packet. Take a moment to over.
We're going to do a roll call check or on that.
Yeah, we should do the roll call. Trustee Smock
here.
Trustee Horn
here.
And Trustee Gibson.
Here.
Good. And I'm here. Trustee Ackerl. All right, now onto the minutes.
And for the record, we have no public in attendance at the 8th location.
Thank you. Our district council, Jay Springer, is also present, as is our district general manager, Melanie Paulson. Now, we do have a set of minutes from the last meeting, which was held February 3rd at 10 a.m. Take a moment to review those.
Yeah, I'll propose that we accept minutes from our February 3rd meeting.
It has been moved by Mr. Horn that we approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
And then moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the minutes from February 3rd have been adopted. Yeah, unanimously. Okay, no public hearings today. Item three, item four, our discussion and action items. Number one is the resolution of the renewal of the insurance, including the increased annual cost, including confirmation of fraud risk assessment. This is similar to what we just did in the Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District, I believe, is it not?
Yeah, so two pieces to this. One is the annual renewal is coming up. It's effective until the end of June, and part of that is they now want to have the fraud risk assessment sent to them as part of the renewal. And the rates have gone up considerably. They are now starting at about 5,000. Last time they were approved for the district, it was about 3,700 or so. So it's a notable increase worth identifying. The request here is a motion to approve renewal of the insurance with a cap annually, with a cap of up to $10,000, and also authorizing completion and submission of the fraud risk assessment based on the updates that would come from this meeting.
All right. Is there any questions or comments on what Jay's just presented to us?
No. Do we have a written resolution on that one? No, it didn't make it into the packet. Okay. I have it, but since it didn't make it to you, we can cover it with the motion.
Yeah,
to get those two actions.
Okay, so the first, we're looking for a motion that will approve the renewal, but at a cost of no more than $10,000, and a confirmation of the fraud risk assessment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Anybody want to make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the renewal of the insurance with an annual cap of $10,000. Along with the fraud risk assessment.
There's a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. If that's unanimous. Okay, next item on the agenda is a resolution regarding the termination of the district engineer and a retention replacement of the district engineer. I turn that over to Melanie or her recommendations.
Okay.
Premier Robert Roussel with Ensign. He has included a list of his team members that will help support him during this time.
So this, so yeah, this is Jay just noting. So the action is to terminate the current district engineer named for his service, and that is with Galloway.
Yes. Boyd Kreese, yeah, he has the position as district engineer. However, recently we noticed how Robert Roussel has made our project a top priority. And I recommend to the board that we use Robert Roussel.
Any discussion or questions?
Just a note, it'll be terminated in accordance with the contract with them, which I have reviewed and provided guidance on how that should be done. It's pretty straightforward, and there are there's no substantial legal risk to the city to the district in triggering that as presented.
Ariane, do you have any comment on the change of engineers?
It was really hard to hear Melanie. So it sounded like we're just terminating based off of the end of the contract. Is that correct or a change?
Good question. Melanie, you correct me if I'm wrong. We're proposing that we terminate, it's on a month-to-month basis, that we terminate the contract we had with Galloway Engineering and instead retain Robert Roussel at Ensign Engineering. And one of the reasons for that is that he's been intimately involved in the design of the wastewater treatment system and all of our water systems, so that he can provide much more assistance to the contractors that are going to be building these facilities than Boyd Priest could be, because Boyd hasn't been involved in any of this and doesn't know. I mean, he can read plans, but I mean, he hasn't been involved in the creation of it. So Melanie felt that it would be better for us to have Roussel involved in not only the what he has already done, the design, but now in supervising, from an engineering point of view, the installation of these facilities, in that he designed them, and then under others' supervision as well. Does that help you understand that better?
Yes, yes, thank you. My apologies, I couldn't hear very well, so thank you for recapping.
All right, we have a motion, to replace Galloway with Robert Roussel at Ensign.
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we replace our district engineer to Robert Roussel at Ensign and terminate the existing
contract. Do we, should we put an effective date in there, Melanie, or?
Yes, let's do. Galloway's contract will terminate, and then 24th is when Robert Roussel will take over at the beginning.
Okay, so with those changes, are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With those changes, Matt, Mark, and Matt?
Yes.
Okay, so we've added into the motion that it terminates on June 23rd, correct?
Yes.
And then the new one starts on June 24th. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion is unanimously passed. Okay. Now we have these policy resolutions. And Jay, we're going to ask you just to, for particularly for Adrian's understanding, just to go over again quickly these different policies the state has encouraged us to have.
Yeah. So, Ariane, we have presented slightly modified versions of five policies that the state auditor identifies on the fraud risk assessment, and that's also why in the prior action on 4A, we included the fraud risk assessment as updated based on this meeting, is because this does help move the district into a low risk category under that. And most of these policies are items that are already covered by being not really relevant to a PID. So in order, and then they're structured as one resolution to adopt all of them. So the cash receipting and deposit policy, there are rules that just outline how that works, but for this district, the rule is we don't receive cash, and so we take any need that there might be for handling cash to the board. If it's that important that there needs to be cash handling for the district, it needs to be handled at that level. Same with credit card and purchasing cards. So those revolving accounts aren't really the types of things that support the district's operations. They may support the developers and the contractors' improvements, but at the district level, the district's operatings and direct expenses should be handled again at the board level, should there be a need for it. And right now, we've identified that there's really no need for those kinds of cards to be opened. Three and four go together, and they deal with those, again, state auditor level policies. The personal use of entity assets policy is also a requirement under state code whenever there's personal or district property or government property. And basically, they cover pretty fundamental basics that when you have a computer system or a network, that it's password protected, that it automatically logs out, that you take reasonable precautions on having those systems locked up. We don't have an office as a district where a member of the public can come in and just hop onto somebody's computer or something like that. So we have kind of those things in place. With the personal use of entity assets, those are primarily targeted at phones, computers, and vehicles. And right now, the district doesn't own any, but should there be a need for that down the line, this outlines that personal use is limited in scope and purpose. It's not a, it's not like a 50-50 allocation. It is a primarily, these are district assets, and they should be used primarily for those. But if, you're not going to get in trouble for mapping out your route to lunch on your, district computer or something like that, should that be the case. And then finally, the travel and reimbursement policy. This is really a policy statement that the district does not reimburse for travel to meetings, and that should there be a need for that, somebody could bring it to the board and request reimbursement, but there's no default. Travel reimbursement for going to board meetings or conducting the ordinary business. So that is basically where those go, and that as a group, there are other policies that the district has previously adopted that check some of the other boxes on with the state, but they are there's a lot of resources out there, and these as being helpful to at least have on the books. So, any questions on those? We
No,
have a resolution.
that sounds reasonable to me.
You probably are familiar with a lot of these already, aren't you?
Yeah, but I can see for PIDs, they're definitely not as applicable as a normal government organization.
Resolution number what?
So this one should be Also, this will be resolution number one because the other ones have weaknesses.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve a resolution adopting cash receipting and deposit policy, credit card and purchasing cards policy, IT and computer security policy, personal use of entity assets policy, and travel and reimbursement policy?
I motion to pass the governor policy.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. It passes unanimously. Okay. Now we have a budget resolution, which you will probably find at
the last three pages
of your report.
I apologize. I'll note the same typo. I thought I caught it in the first one, but it is June 25th, not June 23rd. That is the hearing date. That's just to note for that. Oh, it's just a typo.
Well, that's something.
And what time are we closing that at?
This one would be 3 o'clock. And I believe Mark has the presentation on that.
Yeah, the budget. Is there any questions on that budget?
I had a quick question just looking at it. What falls under the professional services versus the infrastructure?
That's where our district accountant has been putting a combination of engineering fees and management fees on the project.
Okay.
Does that include the cost of issuance professional fees?
Not in this fiscal year.
Well, that's the cost of the supervision by Melanie and her staff of the actual construction work that the owners are doing.
Okay.
Well, it's all the engineering.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of engineering in there.
That makes sense. Thank you.
The engineering costs have gotten kind of ridiculous. Okay, pass that down to Matt, his signature. We have a motion to adopt the. But you want to talk any more about the budget?
No, I'll just make the motion if you want me to.
Good.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution as presented here to adopt the tentative budget fiscal year June 30th, 2027. It's at June 25th, 3 p.m. as the date for a public hearing that will be for both the final fiscal year 2027 budget and any adjustments to the fiscal year 2026 budget.
It has been moved. Is there a second? Is there a move to approve this budget resolution? Is there a second?
I will second that.
All right, it's been moved, seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed by any? Passes unanimously. All right, we now have an item on the agenda for board members' reports. Do any of you have, Adrian, do you have, Eric? I keep calling you, that's where it comes from. Ariane, do you have any reports you want to share with us?
I don't. I mean, I guess I could update that we're still working through and looking at, never mind, that doesn't apply to this. So, nope, I don't have any updates.
Okay. So with that, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
And there's no need for a closed session.
There's no need for a closed session, that's right. Motion to adjourn?
All motion to adjourn.
Been moved by Trustee Mock that we adjourn. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor say aye. Aye, aye, aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you. Appreciate your work on this.